Welcome back to Seated with Level and
Tato Rampede.
It's your favorite time, so guys, grab your favorite seats and come join us on this podcast adventure. Yes.
The podcast is all about life in our 20s. We basically navigate everything we have been dealing with in the past couple of years for me and 2 years for you.
Okay, all right.
Hey, today's a very special day. We've got
Just That Day.
I think when you guys say life in your 20s, you say life in our late.
Okay, well, anyways, today's a bit different. We've got Just That Day reigning.
Someone in their early 20s.
Reigning from the corners of 202,000 followers on Instagram, 131,000 subscribers on YouTube, first account. And by special request, he's also told us to include the numbers of his second channel, Just That Day, with 103,000 followers on his vlog channel.
Yeah.
And of course, TikTok. The last one being, I want to guess this one. I want to tell you guys this one before I see. I want to see what you think he is. 230. Yo, it's way too high.
I'm on like 174.
He is on 172,000 on TikTok. So welcome, Just That Day.
Yeah, glad to be here. But like, listen, look, I have beef with you guys.
So, we mentioned you every podcast.
I remember you guys always like, nah, you guys don't watch my podcast. I don't wanna. The first episode I ever watched, man, I heard, Ish, you know one of my boys can't bry, dude. Like, listen.
That was Tato. I said you could.
You know what I heard?
No, it wasn't me.
You know what I heard when I watched that?
Yeah.
It was both of you. You said it, and then you agreed. You guys started off like 2000s can't bry. Cool. Then you're like, yeah, one of my boys, he definitely can't bry. You know what I heard?
And he's been brying ever since.
You know what I heard when I watched that? I heard, Hunt is not a man.
Nothing else. Nothing else. But but today is one of our favorite ones. We usually don't have someone to interview, so we'll be making it sort of like a conversation, you know?
Yeah, so the cool thing about La Junta is that obviously he is our friend. You guys know we launched a brand new channel together. It's called Esmajita. It's us three and our boy Percy. So it's like talking to one of our boys, which is really cool. And we've done this before, like 6 months ago. We lost the footage.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really cool.
The sound corrupted.
Yeah. It's going to be a fresh new conversation. We're still going to be breaking the ice with a bunch of new tweets, but I feel like we know him so well, so we're going to be trying to like, want to dig
get away from that, get deep in, yeah.
And make his experiences as a content creator's experiences as a man in his early 20s a conversation, because we've been seeing him go through a lot, man.
Yeah.
Like, I've got so many questions about love, because I feel like, I'm just so
the curious. Main theme of so your curious. Life, no? Yeah. Secondary, I want to say secondary theme of your life is relationships, no?
Yeah.
I'm very close with Konze. We go a couple of years back, 2 years back. So, but yeah, anyways, let's start with our favorite question. How are you?
Yeah.
I think because obviously you're an honorary guest on the podcast, you can take us away and tell us how are you? How's your week? Like any advice you want to give? No advice? Yeah.
So my week's been great, you know, for those that don't know, I just came from a crazy party. I started an events company recently with my boys. It was amazing. Everything worked well. And yeah, advice, I know it's cliche, but everything happens like when it's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Like life lines up when it's supposed to. Like if things aren't working right now for you, then that means they're not supposed to work right now. It doesn't mean that later they won't work. Like it's just preparing you for later. You know what I mean?
100%.
100%, yeah.
I want to speak on that. Like, Hunzo just launched, it's called Just Events, right?
Just Events.
So it's basically, he's been seeing the lack of just events. Do you want to explain it? Just events that have culture and just are a good time.
Yeah, so our main focus right now is house parties. Because I feel like, bro, it's been so long since I've been to a good house party. Every time someone's like, yo, Chance, there's this house party, there's a 99%
it's going to be lame.
You're going to get there and it's whack.
You know what I'm saying? 16-year-olds.
Like, last year, I think there were only 4 good house parties. You know what I mean? And like, one of them was mine. You know what I mean?
True.
So I just felt like...
interviewing Just That Day. You're not interviewing Khunze. Throw away what you think of what Khunze is.
One of them was mine.
Yeah, being real. The club is cool. Yeah, chillas is cool.
But not
like,
every time.
Yeah, but you know, I want like that like fresh experience. Yeah. I don't want like all this pressure from like... if you're buying bottles, then you the guy. You know what I'm saying? Money, like, money is a big factor in life. You know what I'm saying? But it shouldn't, like, I don't like going places where it's like, if you don't have money,
You're done. Yeah, you don't even get to have an experience. Yeah,
it should be about you. It's like, yo, bro, if you're a lit person, you know what I'm saying? And that's something changeable. Like, and you can be lit for different people. Yeah. I might not find you lit, but someone else is going to definitely find you lit. And now with the club, it only opens you up to whether you lit or not. If you don't have money, nothing else matters. You know what I'm saying? I could be the lamest person ever, but if I have money, I'm up. I could be the littest person ever.
But you're having that experience of your life. So I get it. So the Just Events is like giving everyone the experience of being like, that person with the money and everything, right? Yeah, so everyone gets to experience it.
Yeah,
I get that. That's fine.
How are you going to differentiate like your house parties and Just Events to what's already existing? I mean, already I can hear you speaking about the gap in the market. Yeah. But now, how are you going to cultivate and design your house parties?
So ours, like, it's not only going to be house parties. Our main focus is house parties right now. But it's just like, it's just about experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time it's something different. Like, no matter what happens, like, every time you're going to leave there and be like, yo, that was fire. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect it. Or, like, you know, we're also, like, thinking of picnics, pool parties, all of that. Like, just things that are just a great time. You know what I mean? Like, yes, there's festivals, there's all of that. Maybe we'll see that in the future. But for now, everything that people are always just like, ah, dude, there's nothing ever to do. You know what I'm saying?
We just that Saturday, like, where you're bored and you're waking up in the morning, you're like, yo, what's happening today? You check four club posters. Instead, you know, Just Events might be having the picnic or pool party of the entire. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's more about experiences, you know?
Nice. How are you?
Yo, how am I? I had such a hectic week, yo. Like, it was very hectic. Every single day, you know, 8 to 5. After that, you know, we have a couple of meetings there and there, left and right, to my manager about this other thing that we're closing, and then you know, also the podcast and things. So I've been feeling quite tired. Like, I've been feeling like I haven't been really giving myself time, and myself an individual, like outside, you know, like my boys, and outside content and outside relationship, you know, like just me as my own individual. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I've just been feeling quite tired, like very, very tired, yo.
I get that. I feel like it's so hard to balance like work and then a
relationship and then content,
your side hustle and then friendships.
Business. Yeah.
Even yesterday, it was the first time on a Friday where I think I did all my shit. I went to like work at a work event, hosted something, got back home, and I just chilled and played PlayStation.
And it was
like watching Netflix afterwards. Yeah. I was just like, yo, I'm chilling like by myself.
Yeah. Side note, that's why like I feel like in life, low key, nah, there's just too many things for one person to do, bro. Like, you can't like cook, clean, focus on your mental health, do your job, do your side hustle, chill, like mend all the relationships with your friend, go to church, like all of that stuff, you know what I mean? So the tasks that both people can do, you need somebody else to, like, you know, you guys split them. Sometimes I do this, sometimes you do those, you know what I mean? Just to make it life a bit easier.
And then, like, what are you actively doing now in your life to like balance the work, the girlfriend, the friends, the family?
I think with the with management and stuff, and like trying to get myself like some sort of management, and like trying to like basically do the tasks that take too much time and alleviate that for myself. But at the end of the day, you don't know how to do something until you truly do it. I think that's the thing. Like, I won't know how to balance until I figure it out. I don't know if I'm making sense. So just being patient to myself and just saying to myself, like, yeah. But you didn't even answer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. My girlfriend came back today. So.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy, bro. Work-wise, I'm not really happy because, like, I haven't sent an invoice in a very long time. Like, I've been thinking about it, like, my business account, I'm paying salaries, I'm paying everyone, but there's no money in. So I'm just there like, But I know, like, by the grace of God, it'll all come in its own time. Like, I feel like it all just needs timing. And maybe God needs me to take a whoa and actually look at my life and not think that I'm too comfortable, because maybe he wants greater things for me. Mm. You know, when the money is flowing too much, you're just living. You're just going back. But now when there's a pause and it's like, okay.
Realignment. Just,
yeah, you have to realign and be like, okay, cool. Maybe I should put more time into this thing. Maybe I should remove all of these leisure events I do in a week. Because like us as friends, I feel like, yes, seeing of your friends weekly is very important, but I feel like we see each other in ways that are so expensive every week. We're all taking, like, spending so much money every weekend to link. And obviously it's because we want to live the best life and have the nicest things, which is very fair. But now that is taking away from my work weeks, because my Monday I'm a bit drained. Tuesday I'm working full. Wednesday we're bowling, cool. Thursday, but then like I'm just.
And then it's the weekend again.
It's the weekend again. So it's like my weekends are feeling longer than my work weeks.
Yeah.
And that was becoming a problem for me. So I think the lack of invoices is also making me calm down, take a step back, so I can really think about like, okay, cool, what am I trying to do? But in terms of the team, like Rambidi Meters, dude, is doing really amazing. Like, I know a lot of people don't really believe in the company and think that like we're just chancing and that we're not doing a real thing, but like proudly working with a lot of people, a lot of skill sharing.
Yeah.
Got Mbali on like salary every single month, which is really cool. So she's like my first proper employee. My editor's basically on salary because the invoices he sends me are crazy, like every month. And it's just really cool, like just, you know, building, just working with a bunch of different people. I've signed Mami Dearest as a content creator. I've signed Thought Digest under Rampedi Media's network. And then I was meant to sign another content creator, but then I didn't sign her because we saw that there was no alignment. But then there is room for two more people. So it's just like, we're taking people, we're getting them work, which is cool. And it's working because like Mami, for example, has gotten two deals in the space of what? A month or two working with us. Like we're traveling next week with SA Tourism, which is really cool. Went to the MSC with her. And then she's working with a really cool cellular brand very soon. So it's like, okay, cool. I still want to do this thing and I'm actually providing value, which makes me feel really good. So, yeah. That's how I am. Should we hit to the icebreakers?
Yeah.
The icebreakers. So shout out to UJ, just kidding. I was on his page last night and I was like, yo, bro, this guy has so many like conversational posts, like posts that make you engage. So I was like, brother, send me some. So big shout out to him. I'll put his link here. Davies will put his link here or his handle. But the first one is facts about Huns that smoke weed. I found this such a cool one. We've never spoken about like weed or like alcohol consumption. But I want to get from you first. Like, what's some facts about Huns that smoke weed from your side?
So I have a bit of beef with Huns that smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, so my only beef with it is I don't mind, you know, different strokes for different folks. You know, you smoke your weed, I don't mind, do your thing. But I personally don't really smoke weed like that. Like, I just, it doesn't make me feel like how I want it to make me feel. Mm. So I stay away from it. But every time I'm with a girl that smokes weed, she always makes me smoke weed. And like when it comes to like the person I'm with, ish, my backbone gets a bit, you know,
like it shakes.
So when she's there like, oh, please come smoke with me, please come smoke with me, I'll say like no twice. And then
the third time,
I'm just like, fuck it.
Just a man. Yeah. Saying, like, just a boy.
And then I hit that blunt. But other than that, I don't really have a problem with Huns that smoke weed. It's more gents that smoke weed. A lot of gents that smoke weed, 10% of them are fine. You know what I'm saying? But that 90%, one, the weed becomes your whole personality. Two, you just become dusty, bro. Like, hey, man, you can see someone that smokes weed. if I was a heavy weed smoker, and the moment someone says, oh, no, I can see you smoke weed, I have a problem. Like, my lips are black, you know what I'm saying?
Are you saying that, like smoking weed is the first level to becoming a potter?
Step one.
Low key.
No, don't say that. Online.
I'm just saying. Low key.
Maybe from the gents I've met that smoke weed, most of them became like dusty. And the thing is, maybe that's just what they enjoyed the whole time. Just the weed let them know that. But even I knew people that didn't smoke weed and then they started smoking weed.
Yeah.
And that same process started happening. Like they just stopped taking care of themselves. They stopped cutting their hair like frequently. You stop like caring about how you dress. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and cutting your frequently is actually very important.
It is, bro. Imagine you see me and I haven't had a fade in 2 months. 2 months! Like I'm looking like a mess, bro.
Yeah,
dude.
What does the tweet say actually?
I think for me, it's like, yo, Huns smoke weed, right?
Oh,
I won't lie, nah. Those Huns are like, yo, guys, let's not lie. Those girls are conversationalists, man.
Yeah.
She'll be telling you how when you grow up in a certain way, it affects when you grow up. And like, you know what I mean? It's like kind of like sitting with like a therapist. I don't know if I'm making sense.
This one girl who smoked weed, she told me, she's like, dude, randomly, she's like, life is like a Ferris wheel that got off the hinges and it's going downhill. You can turn it, man. You can turn it left, you can turn it right, but no matter what or you can let go of the wheel, but no matter what happens, the wheel keeps turning. I was there like, who are you? Bro!
Mary.
Have you ever had one of those moments ever?
With a girl like that? Yeah, so a lot of the girls that I know, especially like from my friends that smoke weed, they're great listeners and they're great conversationalists.
Literally.
But also at the same time, like, I think they are also, like, in denial that they're addicted to weed. Like,
yeah, true.
Like, a fact about people that smoke weed, you guys are in denial that you're addicted to weed.
True.
Because you always say, I'll stop when I want to stop. You can't
But you never stop.
Because when you stop, you go crazy.
Yeah.
So I really think that people that smoke weed are addicted, and then it's okay to be addicted, but then they're in denial that they're addicted.
Yeah, I don't like that whole conversation. Like, especially on Twitter, you'll see it. Like, when people will be like, nah, I'm not addicted to weed. It's just, like, what do people that are addicted say, like, the most? They'll be like, like what you said, I can stop at any time.
Yeah.
No, dude, it's not because I'm like,
productive when I do it.
I'm productive. They'll give you like a positive.
Oh, yo. I study better.
Yeah, I can focus more.
I zone in.
Like, what are you saying, bro?
What are you saying? Zone in
it's
how,
crazy.
Bro?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So let's go into what people have said here. Some people said they are our brothers.
Oh, the hands of the dog.
Real.
What?
Facts, yeah. Deep facts, like girls that smoke weed.
Yeah, low-key, they be chill as shit. That's what I'm trying to say. People that smoke weed, low-key, are like the nicest, most fun people to be around.
Yeah. Someone said they're the most adorable hands.
Oh.
The ones I know that smoke weed are low-key hard niggas, yeah.
Yeah, like some of them are like, say, sharp fitting.
Apparently, they can't be with a guy that doesn't smoke weed too.
Yes.
What?
No. That.
Yo.
Bro.
Like, oh, that's so it says we can't be with the guy that doesn't smoke weed too, or we'll end up making him smoke weed.
Yes. No, that's that
really
that's,
does happen.
That's what I was experiencing when that, I was.
It does happen.
Apparently, they rounds of fire.
Okay. I don't know. But okay. But let's do this. Let's do this then. Okay, cool. If you guys had to like now picture and describe a girl who smokes weed. Describe her. Like, what is she wearing?
I'm thinking of like
a sweatpants.
Chakrahan type.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like Chakrahan, baggy jeans. Like, she has like pearls on her thing, but they're different colors. Each one is a different color. You feel what I'm saying?
She's got rings.
She got rings. Yeah.
She's got a whole bunch of bracelets on.
Yeah.
She's got like, not dreads, but like her hair is like nappy. Is nappy the right word to use?
Nappy. I don't know about
like
nappy.
Messy. Like, her hair is like natural.
But no, but like, it's her hair is like messy, but like in a neat way. It's like
yeah,
messy on purpose.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like
it's got that Zendaya thing.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm seeing.
That? Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Euphoria.
Shout out Euphoria for real. The next one. Okay, so this one is for the ladies, man. Ladies, what is the sweetest thing a gent has once done for you guys? So because we're all gents, I can make it for you guys. Like,
what's the sweetest thing we've ever done?
Yeah, the sweetest. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. The sweetest thing you guys have ever done.
This is funny because earlier on, Sia, one of our close friends,
Kunza's manager,
said that Kunza's more romantic.
Sia's
brushing
than me. Right now, by the way.
he's here, he's behind the camera. And he's just there like, oh yeah, close friend. Oh, okay, anyways.
Manager?
I could see that too. But anyways, he said Hunza's obviously more of a lover boy than me, right? Oh no, Hunza says he believes he's more of a lover boy than me. So I want to hear, what's your story?
Bro,
let's actually compare and then we'll choose who wins.
Can we ask them to first comment down below who they think in
yes.
order?
Yeah.
Like comment down right now. Like
in the order.
Three being this person, two being that person, one being that person, one being
so let's do it for them. One, two, three.
I already know, like from what they're going to say, I'm in everybody's list, I'm the least romantic because based of how, like, when people see me, it's like, mwah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but, like, what is the most romantic thing you said? Now we can prove them
The most romantic thing in recent times or, like...
Overall, since the beginning of time.
Whole life.
So, but things, this story's from 6 years ago, so, like, I don't like... But, okay, like, can we do top three?
Top two.
Go for it.
We'll do two.
Okay, so, the one I did, like... the one I did a few months ago, so... Oh, no. Let me do what I did last year, Valentine's Day. So last year, Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was with this girl. Cool. I remember in passing, she told me her favorite song. I don't remember what it is now, but like, yeah. She told me her favorite song. And then she always told me, she used to say, what did she used to always say to me? She used to say, be present or whatever. And she always used to be like, yo, Hunter, you're not present. Or like, be present. Mm. So what I did for Valentine's Day, I got a plaque made with a picture of her, you know what I'm saying? It was like I edited the picture and everything, boom, put the picture on that. You know those shout out my boys at Golden Plaques. So you know that those Golden Plaques thing with the song titles. So the song
was her song.
Favorite song.
Yeah.
And then the artist, I made it Be Present. Mm. So I got her that. And then on top of that, I got her like, how many was it? I think it was 60 red roses.
Mm.
And then I also took her to like a dinner, you know what I'm saying? I took her to a dinner, we chopped it up, cool. And then the other romantic thing I did, it was like, I think it was in high school or first year. So I was asking this girl to be my MD. So what I did, I spoke to her friend to get me a code to where she stays. Boom. And then her friend spoke to the mom, said, yo, there's this boy that wants to ask her to MD, what, please try get out the house when we say. So I find inside the estates, but at the time I didn't have a car. Borrow one of my boy's cars, you know what I'm saying? She used to really like... What is it? Oh, yeah. She used to really like Krispy Kreme. So I got Krispy Kreme. I played the music from the song. Like, I played her favorite song. It was some song by her. And I played it on the speakers of the car, opened all the doors. And then I lit candles leading up. Like from the clubhouse, from the first time she comes outside with the clubhouse, I put candles leading up to the car. And then when and then she got her mom to come out, so like her mom got her to come out, go to the clubhouse, she came, she followed the candles, and at the end it's me with the Krispy Kreme, the song is playing, and then I'm like, yo, we be my, you know what I'm
saying? Lava boy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's clean.
That's a good one.
It's working from what he had, because all it's about is Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
And
that's really cool. That's romantic.
And borrow a car from my boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I would have said yes.
Because I feel like this.
I'm just saying, would you have said this? Would you have said yes? Which you said yes.
As the goal, yeah.
That's very cute. I think for me, mine's gonna blow yours out in the water, right? So yeah. So I think for me, what happened?
How long ago was this?
Yo, it was a while back, though. Maybe like 3 years, 4 years ago.
Okay.
So basically, what happened is that I was dating this girl, and you know, we're in university and everything, and we used to like fight and sit in this flat, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things
when,
she
and when she'd say she's hungry, you turn up the music.
Your
guys is king. That's your king. The most romantic.
Four dunked wings, we shared two. She has to save one for tomorrow. You know the vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we speaking, having a conversation, and somehow, I don't know how, I open up my Google Drive and then it shows photos of my matric dance. And she goes, oh no, I couldn't go to matric dance. Like I had like a thing, right? And I heard that and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Did I not plan? Like, I made my entire flat, I moved all the furniture to, like, the one room there, and I made the entire flat the matric dance just for her and I. And I got, like, her dress, and then I had, like, roses on the floor, and music, and, like, it was, like, a whole matric, and then she got, like, the prom queen. I had, like, a sachet for her. Like, it was a prom queen thing.
What was this for?
It was, I can't say it. I can't say.
I remember. What year was this?
It was when I stayed at Juice Off. It was when I was doing my first.
I don't believe this.
I swear to you, Bible, it's a true story.
How did you?
I told you, you're gonna blow up the water, listen, right?
What year of school were you in?
I was in my honors. The first time. Stats.
3-4 years stats. Ago.
That was a long time ago. It was like 2 years ago.
How'd you have the money for all this stuff?
Oh, dude, come on. Be fucking for real. I was boiling, boy.
Yeah, it was 2-3 years ago.
It was like 2-3 years ago. But that's not the point. The point is, dude. That's not the point. I got like, okay. I add extra details.
I personally believe extra the story details. Is fake because Nebo has never mentioned this ever.
I swear to you.
So many times we've
I
been.
Swear.
Listen.
Have I ever told you the story? What the fuck?
Listen.
Okay, fine. I'll say who it was with so you can believe me. We'll cut this part out. There we go. You believe me now? And keep in mind, And I remember she cried. She cried the whole time because we were slow dancing like by my kitchen and I cooked meal, obviously, whatever. It wasn't boiling. But that's the most romantic thing I've ever done.
It's very beautiful.
That was very fire. Come on, G.
It's very beautiful.
It's a true story. I swear my father's life. It's a true story.
You don't fuck with
that. Okay, fine. I swear my mother's life. It's a true story. Okay. I swear Tata's life. It's a true story. It's a true story.
Okay. I think your guys' stories are dope. I just feel like I have so many.
Same. Right? I couldn't even pick one.
That's my number one.
But I'm going to say one that was very cute. I think this was like, I was in my second year. Or possibly my first year. Yeah. Mind you, there's so many after, but I think this one was the cutest one. There was this girl who really made me understand what love was. It means even making me tear up a little bit. And it's like, dude, she made me feel really really comfortable in like my body, who I am, my personality, like Tato. Yeah, right? Yeah. So what I would do is that like we were doing like a whole bunch of things, but every time she'd leave class, I'd put like a specific type of flower, and then that means I'm near her. So when she would leave her lecture room, she'd see like this like flower which is picked from the garden, but she'd know that he's near.
Where would you leave it? Like
outside the lecture door.
Aren't all the people walking out the lecture hall?
No, but it's like, so you see.
Yeah, how does it work?
No.
So is she like the first person?
Yeah. No, so I'll stand by the lecture door, then I see what's first out of sight, right? So it's like, let's say here's the lecture leaving the door, and I'd put it by that yellow bag there.
Okay.
You get me? So that she's also.
So what if she didn't see it?
So is there ever a time when she didn't see it? Yeah, do you see how his romance is going down? Because it's also like an investigation.
No, this is one of those like.
No, let me explain to you. So in engineering, there was the Engage program, right? In the Engage program, you would do like an actual module, then you do an additional module. Mm. The additional module only had like 20, 30 people in the class. So there's no way she wouldn't see it because it was like a small class.
No, but like, so you saying like, okay, so she comes out of the classroom,
yeah,
and then you put it like there,
yeah, like so one or two, like, it wouldn't be one, like, there'd yeah. be like,
oh, okay, there'd be a good amount, yeah. okay, so
like, yeah, it'll be one here, then she walk a bit, there'd be another one, oh, walk so a bit, there'd be another one,
okay, okay,
and then as she's leaving, I know where she's going, she, like, she'd know that I'm standing by like the wall before she passes, ah! And she always like look and hope that I'm there,
yeah,
and then the one time I didn't stand by the wall, I stood further down, so I'd see her look, and then she waited,
you know,
for
you
me.
Probably gave that girl trauma every time she,
yeah,
sees
now when she sees these roses.
Now she's there hoping. There's that one. She's like, they're like,
so I can't tell my story in BQ and B.
Right,
no, but she gave me trauma because, longer story, but yeah. So that's one cute thing I did. Recently now, it's coming back. I can't remember what it was. I think I hadn't seen her in a while. She came back. I lit up like candles everywhere, candles leading up to the stairs,
what?
Flowers. I got like a Kamo likes conversations, Kamo likes playing games. Yeah. So those 30 seconds, they were, I'll try to put up the video on the thing.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Oh, you recorded it.
Yeah, I recorded it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she walked up. So flowers, like candle leading up, flowers, games, puzzles, and then we were like having like a inside movie night, her favorite foods.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I did, it was romantic. Also I gave her like these vouchers that she could use like every day because I know the type of things that she likes.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, yo, you can get like a full body massage, we can go do this activity. Slaps. That's good. So she could pull vouchers whenever.
That's fine.
Yeah, dude. That's
catered
like
to her.
I'm 27 on Tuesday, so I know I've done many, many things.
You 27 on Tuesday?
Did you not know?
That's crazy. Your birthday's on the 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. On the topic of love, obviously, Khunzi, you're gracing us with a presence. You're known all across TikTok, Twitter, Instagram as some sort of like a playboy, so like a lover boy, never in a relationship. If he's in a relationship, we don't really know. Is it her? Or is it her? Or is it... Because you make a video of your girlfriend. I know, because personally, I'm in the... What we call the inner circle. So...
What we call the inner circle.
I'll be in the inner circle, and I know who you're dating, but the internet, you post a video of a girl, that's the girlfriend. Then you post the ex, you post the crush, you post the thing, and then you do it. So... Just speaking about that, like placing yourself in your love life, how are you right now in your love life? Like, where is your mind at? Just take us through that.
Right now, like, I just came from a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, a thing. Came from a relationship. So right now, I'm kind of just like...
Yeah, I was like, with who?
Yeah. I'm just...
Sorry.
Sorry, you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm just taking a break, bro, because, like, yo, dude, like, I just... Yeah, I just needed time for myself, you know what I'm saying? And, like, even like, I'm not even really talking to anyone like that, you know what I mean? Because I just want to, like, right now is also a hectic point in my life. I need to focus on, like, a lot of business stuff. And, like, usually I'll be getting distracted by girls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm always in a state of finding the next, like, the love of my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always like, boom, I'm with this girl. I'm like, nah, damn, like, it's not her. Then straight after that, I try to find the next girl. So now I was like, let me just take a break from that. And in terms of the video thing, it's like, for me, making a video with someone isn't that deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, obviously the internet sees it as like, oh, dude, you haven't made a video with the hun in like 20 videos. Now all of a sudden it's a hun.
That's your girlfriend. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, people just assume that every girl that I post with is my girlfriend, because sometimes the girls I do post with are the person I am with, but like not all the time, you know what I'm saying? So now I post with the person I'm with, and then maybe 2 weeks later I post with somebody else. It's like, how didn't you just have a girlfriend? I still do, but like I'm just posting with somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
You're so, as you're answering now, you spoke about like looking for the love of your life in all of these girls. In your mind, like, how does the love of your life look like, like, as you're looking for the love for them? Yeah,
so funny thing, I actually know the love of my life.
Yeah,
I just circumstantial, I just can't be with her, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, basically when I'm looking for this love of my life, I'm looking for something that, like, obviously not feels the same, you know, but something that feels like the same intensity or the same, you know what I'm saying? So like every time I'm with somebody else, it's like, dude, that's not how it feels with I'm saying. So that means, because that means the feeling,
so
that
she's the benchmark.
Yeah, the feeling I'm looking for is real, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm making up, because I'm looking for that feeling or something similar, and I just never find it.
Do you not think that's an unrealistic expectation, that you've set a benchmark of a said person who obviously now is the love of your life, and then now you have to use, it's like kind of like you're at a shop, right? Yeah. And you're at H&M, you find this jacket at H&M, you're like, you know what, this is a fire jacket at H&M, but let me go to Cotton On, Mr. Price, and everything else, because I'm in hopes of finding that jacket. It's unrealistic.
But you see, no. But that's what I said. I'm not looking for the exact same jacket. I'm just looking for
something similar.
A jacket that's as dope. Like, if I came right now wearing a jacket and you're like, yo, that's a dope jacket, I'm looking for that same reaction from a different jacket. You know what I'm saying? So the jacket is not the same, but the reaction is, yo, that's a dope jacket. You know what I mean?
Let's take it back into your earlier days of your love life. The first time you ever felt like you had a gugum in your hat, you know what I mean, for a girl. Take us through that. Like, what was that like? Like, the first time you ever had feelings for a girl. Like, tell us a story. Like, do you even remember?
So, the first time, like, in my
first,
whole entire life.
First.
So, the first time I ever had feelings for a girl, I was in crash, nah. Listen. The story.
That's like grade zero. So, like, so I'm not even lying. It's grade zero, grade double zero, and so grade triple zero. This
girl. The brother's heart has been beating.
No. So, there's this. Okay, I'll tell you this one, and then I'll tell you my first, like, real one. So, this crash one, nah, there's this girl, bro. I'm just like, yo, my God, she's so dope. But I'm always chilling, always talking. And then, you know, when you're in crash, you're not like a real person. You don't get how life works.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, this girl definitely likes me because she'd always come home with me. You know what I'm saying? So after I leave crash.
Taking Betty's home in crash.
Listen.
Like, why?
Listen. This is what I guess when it's so.
You just call the kids in crash Betty's.
So listen, 2-3 years later, nah, I see this girl again at my house, nah.
Yeah.
Turns out, so now I'm a functioning human being and I know life and what's going on. Turns out that this girl that I had a crush on is my cousin. That's why she'd always come home with me because it was shorter for the thing. She'd come to my mom's house and then my mom's sister would come and fetch this girl from our house, bro. Dude, but yeah, the first time I actually like had like... Dude, right?
Okay.
So the first time I like...
So you fell in love with your cousin?
Yes. But I didn't do P-Man, I was in crash.
Yeah, but bro, he's like, what, he's 5, he's 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, like, it's very innocent. But you fell in love with your cousin.
Yeah, I fell in love with my cousin.
That's crazy.
And then the first time after
family ties.
The first real time that I, what was the question, the first time I had real feelings?
Yeah, like real feelings, yeah, like the badoom.
There was this girl, bro, I can't say her name because... Yeah, so it was before, you know, the one that I'm always
talking about.
It was right before her. And funny thing, they were friends.
So what?
The girl before her, now I liked her so much that, like, I didn't even know how to speak to her. Keep in mind, at this point, I'm in grade 10. Like, now, now I'm cool now. Like before, like, primary school, I was lame. 7, 8, 9, I was starting to become cool. From grade 10, I was cool. I started hitting the gym. I was playing all the sports. I was dope. I was arguably, like, the top littest niggas in the school at that point. So there's this, and like, dude, I talk to girls all the time, bro. Girls want me, all that. There's this girl, bro. I liked her so much that, like, I didn't even know how to speak to her. She became my girlfriend and stuff, but even when we were in the relationship, like, I didn't know, like, what to say, bro. Like how to, like, I could, as soon as she became my girlfriend, I could not have a normal conversation with her, bro. Like, that's how much I liked her, dude.
Yo, I had that feeling with, crazy enough, bro. You see,
I think so, yeah.
She used to give me that feeling, bro. And it's like, now obviously now we're boys in this
school.
But she used to give me that feeling. And it's just there like, I understand you.
I get that feeling. And I think that feeling only comes like once in a while.
But I was in second year, so you're better. Yo.
Yeah, so I have this actual theory, right? And maybe you'll speak about it and maybe take us through also like you obviously also being an influence and how that affected your love life. But I have a theory that you fall in love at your max, like when you're very young, when you're very innocent. Well, like minded.
Guys in general.
Yeah, guys in general. You fall in love when you're very young. All your boundaries are down. Then the first person disappoints you. So the next person you love a little less. And then the next person disappoints you.
Or you do a little less.
Yeah, you do a little less. Love a little less. And then the next person, and the next person. Less. So now with you, obviously, with your relation.
From crash, boy.
From crash.
The little less has been coming.
From crash to being public on, not just, because you have to understand, guys, when we date, for example, you know, if we choose to publicize the person, that's publicizing now. Start posting. You know, I don't know if I'm making sense. Like, it's different from a guy who's posting on his WhatsApp story, hey, guys, I just got a new girlfriend. When Khunse posts, people react.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah,
so,
I want to say, yeah, continue.
So take us through that journey of, you know, how do you think I'm right? Did you love less and less since crash?
Obviously not since crash, but like since, I'd say from, so obviously I spoke about the girl who I couldn't speak to.
Yeah.
I'd say since the girl right after her, I loved a bit less. Because with the first girl, the reason we broke up was like, it was just a situation. Like, it wasn't like I did something wrong or she did something wrong. It was just like, yo, unlucky. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't like disappointed. I was disappointed, but I wasn't like hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, damn, she did me dirty or something like that. So then the next girl, after like everything ended, like it was a thing of like, yeah, I was definitely no saint. You know what I'm saying? I also did her dirty, but she also did me dirty. And then yeah, ever since then, like, it's always been that thing of like, yo, bro. And yeah, every time I've tried to love a hand, where I was just like, once I passed that certain point, I'm just like, actually, let me just do a real thing. You know what I'm saying? They always like disappoint, or like I just get like fucked over. So now subconsciously I have this thing, anytime I'm with a girl, I'll be like, I can only give 70%, because every time I shy 100,
that's when it fails. That's trauma. It's the trauma of it.
But thing is, yeah, there's the trauma of it, but keep in mind, it's happened 4 times. So now it's like, what's the main denominator in all these things? As soon as I said 100%, it shied. So now I'm just like, and bro, you know how a heartbreak can really shy you, bro. You won't even eat, you won't even make videos, you won't even nothing, dog. And I don't know that feeling. Like, for me, the feeling of being in love, it's here. But the feeling of like being heartbroken and all of that, it's here. So I prefer
the stability.
I never feel this. So I can never feel this. You know what I'm saying?
That man said the common denominator was the 100%. No, the common denominator was you. In all those stories, in the four relationships.
But a man, we learn so fast, bro. Once we experience true pain, man will do anything to not experience that pain ever again.
Ever again.
If I went through it, he went through it, do the same thing.
What's the worst thing? You guys can answer this question. What's the worst thing you've done after a breakup? Just to feel like some sense of like, because I'll go first.
Your neck back, basically.
Yeah, like what's your, because I feel like with men, right, especially when a woman disappoints them, they want to prove to the woman, the counterpart, you didn't disappoint me, I'm fine. You understand? Like with women, it's a thing of like, nah, if their life's in a mess, they'll be like, nah, you know what? I'm sad. Like I can say it out loud. This guy hurt me. With men, it's like, nah, it wasn't that bad. Like it was okay, but it dead ass broke you. What's one thing that you guys did? Can I go first so you can just get a scale of...
Yeah.
I once, after this girl broke up with me, I wrote in a book, and I wrote a book and I tore the page I put on my wall. I was in res. Stayed the whole year. It said, never fall in love again.
Oh, one of those things.
So I said to myself, never fall in love again, never forget. Never forget. And boy, I used to do push-ups in front of that thing. Like I was in prison. that's the type of things I'm trying to say.
Oh, so not like...
Not like a bad evil. Yeah,
someone,
yeah.
But just like...
It can be if you want to say, but yeah. I think we'll go with Tato first, honestly.
I think I'm trying to think about my recent breakup. What did I do? Bro, I think... Oh, nothing. I can't think of anything, bro. I think I just maybe... Like I was just going out too much, but that's not even a...
It can be.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I know with my long ago, like four relationships ago, I got with her best friend.
Yo, Jesus.
Like called the whole squad.
Yo,
Jesus. Cruise Christ. Love, yo.
Like I took them all out on dates. But that's because she like kind of, like, we broke up and then apparently she was cheating on me the whole time. But like I was never confirmed. Yeah. So I said, nah, fair.
So you had a sense of revenge?
It gave me, yes. You know, at the time I was young, so I was like, yeah, you know, got with her friends, whatever, yeah. But now I'm like, dude, that was all down.
I love how young Tato speaks. He says, yeah, like.
Yeah.
What about you, G?
So let me actually think. Yo, actually, like, I've actually done a lot of evil in my day. So, I've done a lot, bro. So,
pick the most politically correct one.
Really? No. You can see. Okay, so the one that's like not an evil thing, like it's just a personal thing. I used to, after like, I don't know, it's always crazy. After every breakup, I always become like buff because like I always get in the gym and I'm like, nah. And then so mentally, like what also just bumpers me in the gym, man. I always be telling myself when I'm doing the set, I'm just like, nah. Like if I can't do this set, I'm there like, this is why she left you.
Oh my God.
Then I always finish the set.
Oh my brother, you're in a prison of emotion.
Yeah, bro.
What?
Yeah. That's if I can't do the set. It's like,
oh.
And then so what I've done, like
you're like a black Andrew Tate, low key.
Yeah. Not Andrew Tate.
From the past 2 weeks of conversations, like I remember with the video we did on Esmanjita, the long stay in the car. Akunza talks himself out of like
he's self-motivational,
like,
yeah.
State of like maybe like fear, state of discomfort. He'll be like, everyone's going through this. You're not special. Like, just go through it.
Yeah.
This is gonna end. Yeah. You're just standing up. All you're doing is sweating. So like, he makes every small thing like seem like it's such a minimal.
It's a minimal thing. You're very self-motivated.
That's the thing with every situation, bro. Like a lot of like when you're in stressful situations and stuff, sometimes it's not even that stressful. You just need to see it from like outside of yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, like when I haven't run in a while, but when I was running, it's that thing like yo, this run, like, it's hard. I want to start walking. But yesterday I did the run as well. And afterwards I was fine. You know what I'm saying? So even though it's shitty now, I'm going to be fine later. So it's just like, ah, dude, just thug it out. You'll be fine later. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you just need to, with every situation, you realize that, like, it's shitty now, but literally a week from, or like years, for however far you want to go, years from now, it won't even matter. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be there like, oh, funny. You know what I mean?
I want to say, you have to understand also being friends of someone like this is horrible. Because I'll call him crying and just be like, bro, like, but your tears will be there tomorrow. And the day after that, your tears will... ultimately will dry up one day, and you just have to take your, like, whenever I vent to Khunza, he always tells me two things: don't be a word and be a man. It's like
he's the Black Andrew Tate.
Yeah. he's very, you know, you're very much like anyways, but back on,
but you have to be, dog, like,
yeah,
sometimes it's just like, dude, be a man.
What's the,
like,
what, dude, you very, like, you very much represent to the kids what a man should end up being like, right? What's a man to you, bro? Like, what are you trying to teach these kids? Like, what's a man to you?
Bro, for me now, like, at the core of it, I'd say a man is someone that gets things done. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what it is, like for me to say someone is a man in my eyes, man, if I give you, like, a task, man, no matter how hard it is, man, you are going to get it done. You get what I'm saying? Like, even though no matter how many obstacles, I'm like, yo, bro, I need this. Get it done. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't get it done, it just means it couldn't have been done, no matter who did it. You know what I mean?
So out of all your friends, who do you think is the biggest man based off of that?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Like, out of your friends, out of Sia, Tato.
No, don't give him options. No, give him like all.
Out of like the guys he chose with the most.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of the six.
Me, Lebo, Sia, Percy, who else is there? Tinashe.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's, would you say is
so
the biggest
with
man?
That, with y'all, it really depends on what the task is. But if it's like a...
Majority of tasks.
Okay, if it's... If we're not counting content creation type tasks, like nothing.
Yeah, majority nothing of tasks.
I think Tina. I can't lie to you.
Tinashe.
Yeah, Tina, like, gets things done. Like, I know if there's a situation and Tina is there, nah.
I don't know.
Tinashe gets things done.
Tinashe gets things
done. I think the reason why you're saying Tinashe, and I agree with you, also, I think Tinashe is definitely, like, he gets things done. Mm. I just think that you guys, obviously, like, you guys starting the events company together, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you've been working closely with him for the past 2 weeks.
I'm probably also
talking from... He's obviously been in the industry of events and, like, just the entertainment space, because he clubbed a lot back in the day. So he just knows all the people that you needed
for your convenience. Okay, yeah. So I have, right now, I have, like, recency bias. Yeah. Recency bias.
Ooh. That's what I understand.
So without that, nah, I'd say... It would have to be level, okay.
What?
I want to say before you answered, nah, so I actually kind of hear you with the Tina chat. Like, Tina gets things done. Like, if you have to, like, let's say I didn't know something. Out of all of the people, like, who's most likely to get that information fastest, it's probably Tina.
Tina.
He's a very good researcher. I want to say that.
He's well connected.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Sia, you're last.
God bless.
Bro.
Facts.
You're last.
Facts. That's 100% facts.
Sia, you're last.
Like, if you can put me against impossible, something will come out, boy. Something will come out. It'll be a drop of water.
It's also, but also, obviously, Tap, the reason I say that is because I'm with Lebo
the all the time.
Yeah, So, cause if you had to ask Lebo, Lebo would probably say me is the answer.
Yeah.
For a long time, for a long time, back when, like,
we were
back when he was
let's say it in front of him, bro. We said we don't say it in front of him.
Nah, I'll tell him. So back when, also, like, when we was a bit broke, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Lebo, we knew, nah. We never thought, like, with, like, not even on a money aspect, spending wise. We just, like, when Tato's around, things will just work out. Like, they'll be nah.
But I feel like every time I go to these guys, nah, like, I've seen them all lead their separate groups, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for example, you have your other friends, you're the leader in that group.
Yeah.
You too. Okay, I've never seen you.
Oh no, I've seen him. I've never seen him.
So I can respectfully say these guys are all leaders in their groups. Now when we come into the group as us,
with
all
the Chamber of Kings. Leaders,
Chamber of Kings, these guys take a step back because they know that I'm the most emotional in the group. So I'm honest. They're gonna, like, be like, yo, guys, let's fix this fast.
You see, they can
fix it, but they just, they're like, you if see I keep thing? Quiet long can enough,
say, yeah,
guys,
really?
Gonna fix it.
Like, there's always that thing, it's that thing of, like, If I mise it long enough, someone is eventually going to, like, step up. And sometimes it goes reverse. Everyone's just mising. I'm just like, fuck, let me do it. Yeah. But also, I know in most situations, it's like, nah, if I mise it long enough, someone will be like, S-Gents, let's fix this. Like, they'll sort it out. Because when you lead, You have all the problems are yours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when there's no ice, it's you. When
you told
no
me that. You told me to take a step back. Yeah. I've been taking 10 steps back now.
Yeah. You always just take a step back. Someone will do it. And low-key, when it's your turn to do it, from the beginning, low-key, you know.
Yeah.
When it's you. You'll be like,
when it's your turn, you will feel it. Yeah, like everything will line up to you
just
being.
Say like, I know exactly what to do.
So with this perception, obviously, us all being African men and how we get embarrassed about this concept. Do you guys then believe in the khutman mentality? Like there is a khutman in each group, or you just believe that in your friendship group, it's a thing of we're all just the same
squad
level.
Leader.
Yeah. I want to say squad leader.
I think most groups
have khutman.
Yeah. But then I think our group consists of
khutmans. Yeah.
But also I think
Chamber of Kings.
I also think, depending on the day and like what we're doing, somebody does it a bit more than everybody else.
Yeah.
Sometimes it will be like, if we're in this situation, it'll be Tato. If we're in this situation, it'll be Labo. Like, you know what I'm saying? It'll be a bit more.
It'll be balanced.
Like, and not even like a lot more. It'll be like, okay, no, a bit more. Is that, you know what I mean?
Think about like Asmajita, bro. There were moments where, like, let's say in the beginning, you were full pressing it the most. Right?
Yeah.
And then you took like a step back after like week one, week two.
Yeah.
And then I was pushing it alongside Percy.
Yesterday.
And then Percy and I took a step back. Yeah. And then now the past week and a half, Kunza's been pushing and saying, gents, let's get done.
Yeah.
So I think we just take.
We just take our turns. You can see.
Like 100% of the time, it's tiring.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Yo.
But friendship, obviously, being, because you obviously collab with your friends, you make videos with friends, is a huge aspect of your life, right? Yeah. In terms of like speaking about like how you perceive your friendships to be as you've been growing, as a content has been just growing and you've been large following, you know, obviously realign yourself. I think one thing I've noticed, I'll just add that onto the question, but one thing I've noticed about you really realign as popular as you get. You get what I'm saying? So when you realize, like, I don't know if I'm making sense.
In terms of friendships?
Yeah,
so
friendships.
You're saying as Hunza gets more followers,
yes,
he changes.
He realizes, I don't want to say changes, not changes, a large, but like you'll add on or minus or...
You know what happens, bro, what hurts. So like, obviously, y'all are like my main friend group, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas. And then...
And niggas are watching at home with...
Right.
but it's facts, bro.
But it's true.
So now, obviously, like, before I was chilling with y'all niggas, I'm still friends with those niggas, but like, we used to chill every weekend, like, me and those niggas. Now we don't, because it's... So it's a number of factors, bro. Like, it's life parts, bro. So keep in mind, I'm there doing content, like, I'm self-employed, basically, and they're in school, you know what I'm saying? So now... There's a lot of times where they'd link up together right after school. Like, it's not like they didn't invite me. It's just a quick thing. Like, they were all at school. Then they're like, ah, boy, let's go eat. And then it became a thing. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of those. And then on top of that, it's a thing of they're still in school. They're still getting allowances. Money-wise, I'm way more out. Like, we're not in the same tax bracket. And that's something people don't talk about friendships. Like, low-key, you guys have to be in the same tax brackets. Because the things I want to do and I can do, it's tough when your friends can't do them. But if I'm randomly right now, I'm like, yo, gents... Let's go to Cape Town, man. Like, if everyone was hearing it, we could do it.
Yeah, now you feel bad for having money.
You feel me? Like, And
no, how painful that is.
And you know how it becomes. So now you're at a place, you like things a certain way, nah? And you have the money to make it, but, like, now the cost is times five on you. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just one. And then, you know what I'm saying? So that's also, like, how you kind of, like, grow distance. It's no beef. Like, every time I see them, it's like, it's vibes. It's like, yo, what's good? What are we chilling? But then you start growing apart because now it's like, ish. I want to go to a club with them, but then I know what might happen.
The cost is higher.
The cost is higher for me, specifically.
So you guys agree money plays a big factor, not only in relationships, but in friendships too.
Yes, no.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I think when I was speaking to Amo, actually, she was talking about like how we need to start speaking about how like our friendships should low-key be treated as relationships. I think I said this on the previous podcast as well. And it's like the same way... Like if you as a person want to go on, like, let's compare it to like relationship, you want to go on dates and etc. But now your counterparts can't afford it. You're ultimately losing the relationship, and it's only because of what? Money.
Yes.
It's because of money. So I've been on the both sides, the opposite spectrum of like my friends make much more money and I lose them, and I've made more money. Yeah,
I agree with him. I was saying because I was just saying like, you know, what I don't like, bro. I mean, we've spoken about this like just on the group chat.
Yeah,
like. With my guy friends, it's like, okay, cool. We're all going out somewhere. We're all splitting the check. If we're three-way. But when you go out with your female friends, it's like, bro, they expect you to pay as if you're their
boyfriend. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
And it's so uncomfortable. I find it so uncomfortable because I obviously do this every single time. I'm always just like, obviously, bro, like, I'm not checking you out. It's like, you're equivalent to level in my eyes. So you need to
And it's always
you need to pull your own weight.
It's always weird popping that question. Yeah. So are you paying for yourself? Paying
off? Yeah. And now it's like they also view you as like less of a man, but it's like how unfair to
you. But like you're just a friend. Yeah, yeah.
That's how you know which are your real homegirls. Like,
Mercedes.
Every time I ride, she pays for her own.
She pays for herself and transport and everything.
I'm like, nah, dude, I pay for your thing.
That's very true. That's very true.
To me as well, she's real like that. Also, I was gonna say this podcast is mainly, I think it's 70% female audience. Ladies.
Please
hear me out, man. Like, if you guys want to have guy best friends, male friends, guy, like I don't know, people in your life, man, please just understand that if you're gonna go out with them, they are equivalent to your female friends. Because you guys go out with the girl, you guys feel bad. You pay for each other.
Yeah,
you guys have understanding, and you have money that comes out of somewhere. All of a sudden. So just have the same energy with the guy because he's not your provider.
Yeah.
You see, that's why I low key believe in like female besties. Like in like if I have a partner, like a friend, and she has like a female, like a boy, like a boy best friend, or whatever. Low key, that guy's her boyfriend. Like they just don't like kiss or have sex or anything. Yeah. But that guy, like what the things you do as a boyfriend, he's also doing.
Yeah. Or like, what is your role?
Yeah. So yeah, what's your role? Also, like now that's where like. They start to nyata you in your relationship as well because what you're offering me, I have already from that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like he's taking her on dates. He's like,
true.
She's like, when she's in a extreme situation, like
you solving it.
She can either call you,
or a man. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, what's your role?
Yeah, like
what's your role? I get what you're saying. Okay, yeah. So obviously we're gonna take it back to old school South African games. We're gonna play a game of zig zag quara quara. Now, Hunze, obviously we're always speaking about you on the podcast, and just to test your level of intelligence, we're gonna be naming. You watch football, correct?
Yeah.
So this should be you watch the World Cup. Okay. You watch it every year,
or
every time. I mean, every time it comes up. Yeah. So you obviously know countries.
Yeah.
So we're gonna name the most amount of countries, and then obviously go back to back. So for example, you'd say.
So like boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Just like zigzag, quara, quara. Okay. So I'll sing the song. So you guys can sing also if you're watching back at home. You can also play along and just you know. Yeah. So zigzag, quara, quara. Anything like what? The names of. Countries, we'll go like this. No repeating, no repetition. So start now. I'll take the. Go ahead.
From any country.
Any country.
Zimbabwe.
South Africa.
Algeria.
Kenya.
Egypt.
Greece.
Ghana.
Congo.
Chad.
South Africa.
United States of America.
Didn't you already say South Africa?
I said South Africa. Did you have to say something else?
Oh, India.
India. Okay, Russia.
China.
Morocco.
Jamaica.
Egypt.
New Zealand.
Lesotho.
Chile.
Australia.
Mozambique. Come on.
Mauritius.
I said Lesotho.
Okay. I'm Nigeria.
Okay.
Mauritius.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say that. Swaziland.
Seychelles.
Botswana.
Canada.
Mexico.
Woo. Ooh, good time.
Nigeria.
Good time. Chile.
I already said Chile.
Fuck.
I said Nigeria too.
Oh, you said Nigeria. Sorry. Okay, let's go back here. Okay. So it's just me and you now, yeah. So we're going to just take it up a bit higher now, but this time you can only name cities. You understand what I'm saying? Ooh. Cities. Okay? Zigzag, quara, quara, everything, like what names of cities. Okay, ready? Cape Town.
Madrid.
Ooh, Johannesburg.
Victoria.
Miami.
Tanin.
Belgium. Belgium. Berlin.
New York.
That's a good one. Washington.
Los Angeles.
I'm just gonna keep going naming countries in this America. Toronto.
Lagos.
I'm gonna go with Japan. No, not Japan, yay! Sorry.
Tokyo,
yeah.
Istanbul.
Don't help me. Istanbul. Yo, I'm running out. Gaborone. No? Gaborone,
yeah.
Nairobi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Fuck.
Chelsea.
Woo! Ooh, Ohio.
Ohio Newcastle. States.
Is that Ohio State? I don't know how America does it. Is there provinces or cities?
It's looking at province.
It's a state, yeah.
Okay, so Ohio City then. Because they have a city.
Is that a place?
They have a city, yeah. They have a city in Ohio. It's called Ohio.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Manchester.
Oh, I see what you're doing, Liverpool.
But I think not all of them are places.
Yeah, that's, I know. Liverpool's a place, though.
London.
Okay, I'll take it. I'm going to go Paris.
Fuck.
Five, four, three, two, one. Out. I win. Good game, good game. I know I got a lot of help. Okay, anyways, guys, going back into the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed that little game segment that we just had. We'll follow up with maybe just one more question towards you, right? About what have you changed in your love life in order to make sure you get the goal of your dreams? Because I've heard you say now, okay, I'm taking time to myself. But what are you changing in yourself to actively make sure that you're ready for the next partner?
I think it's what someone told me like a while ago. So it's obviously like law of attraction. If you're like a, well, I don't like using the phrase high value man, I'm saying, and that means like,
which you are.
Yeah, in every aspect. When you're a high value person, you attract high value people. So I'm not out there looking for this girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I believe that like if I'm like at high vibrations or whatever, she will come to me, or I will just, we'll just come to each other somehow, you know what I'm saying? It's that thing like people are like, oh, nah, I want like, well, I'm going to go in terms of ratings now to make it simplified. So I want a girl that's like a 9 out of 10. But for you to get a girl that's a 9 out of 10, are you a 9 out of 10? And I'm not talking even looks right now. Like, I'm talking like...
overall.
Are you like you take care of yourself? Like, you a tidy brew? Yeah. You always clean? You always like you do... like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just... high, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what, like... That's low-key always what I just do to get women. Like, I just, like, make sure that I'm, like...
you know, one step higher.
And then they always just, like... okay. We're just attracting.
Yeah. You're dating.
If I'm attracting, bad woman, then I know. Oh no,
I've been a bad man.
I'm a bad man right now. Yeah.
Or I'll put myself in a bad space.
Yeah, no, okay. Not in a bad space, bro. I just think bad man, bro. Like,
do you think you're gonna fall in love? Just that's the final question. Do you think Just Daddy G is open to falling in love? Well, I know you're open to it. Do you think you will fall in love in the next 2 years?
I'm trying to picture how his like.
I don't know.
Wife looks like.
Same. I can't.
Like, is she like, colored? Is she colored? Is she black? Skin? Is she South African? Is she from Morocco? Is she from Zimbabwe?
Is she an artist? Is she a DJ? Like, where is she an accountant?
Like, you're trying to get like.
She's probably Kwasa.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like, I realized in recent times now, so I like, not that I misbehave, but I like, I do a lot of rubbish now. So I need like, I look, you need a girlfriend that's strict. Like I need like not too strict, but I need
nice to say now.
No. But like, listen, I need, yeah. But like not too strict, man. Like there needs to be like, but I need to be a bit scared of my girlfriend.
Yeah, she was hit you with the hey. Yeah.
Turn around in the Uber.
Like when instead
something
of
going go loco.
You see, selling her.
Yeah, even Jimmy.
Something go loco. That's the difference from me coming home at like 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Like, at 2 a.m. I'm there like, ish, my chains. Like, I'm gonna be in car. Yeah. Sometimes you might still go to the 4 a.m. Hey, but the other times you'll be like, yo, nah, I can't.
Hey, Chief. Hey, wishful thinking. Be careful what you wish for.
Let's try the movie recommendations.
Yeah, okay, cool. So this is obviously the ending of the podcast, but we like to do just a movie recommendation or series. We'll just do one each and then just basically give us a small description of it. Yeah.
I suggest Youngins. I'm watching Youngins on Showmax. It's been dope. I've watched like 3 episodes. I'm still trying to get into it, but I'm really enjoying it.
What's it about?
So Young is a show in Showmax. It's about kids in high school and they're all in boarding. I think it's even shot like at a school that I knew when I was in high school. Shot at Bishop Haven in Bedford View. So it's really cool. It's a co-ed, you know, high school. They sneak out to parties. They're kissing. There's like, shows you boarding school lifestyle. It shows you people coming from different backgrounds coming to university. It shows you the hierarchy, to high school. It shows you the hierarchy of high schools. It shows you, like, a lot of childhood trauma that they speak about, like, what they're going through. Mm. There was a scene that was a bit like, you can see the purpose of the scene. Like, it's how people feel okay about, like, venting about their past. Yeah. There's a lot of scenes, like, where, like, every time they speak about sex, they speak about condoms as well.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm not gonna have sex, yo, give me a condom. Which I think is so smart because you can't stop kids from having sex, but you can make condoms normal.
Yeah,
so
really you like can normalize that.
So I like the education aspect of the show for people in high school. So Youngins, Showmax. Also, same directors and producers from Adulting, and I loved Adulting.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with, everyone's been talking about it, Shogun. It's a series on, I think it's on Disney+. think it's on, I'm not too sure. I think it's on Disney Plus or Netflix. And basically, the whole concept is that Japan, in its feudal days, like with the lords and etc., the emperor has just died, right? And basically, he's made a house of five things. Basically, Game of Thrones, but in Japan. And yeah,
I heard there's only one season.
It's only one season. Yeah, but it's really good. They release an episode like every week. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But what's happening so far? So basically, the Portuguese have a relationship with the Japanese right now, right? And they're the only white people they've ever met until today, when an Englishman comes ashore and he has a completely different belief structure to these people. And even to go as far as to saying that England is at war with Portugal, which now creates a different shift in power for those white people that are in Japan. Because now the Japanese could line up with the English people and creates a shifting in belief systems, etc. So they're not Catholic, etc. and etc. And it goes into that. So very much Game of Thrones, but of Japan with no dragons. Yeah, but the samurai aspect is there and everything.
I'm going to choose like a simple one. I'm going to use Avatar.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, on the Netflix, then you're
Did you watch it?
I think I'm two episodes. Yeah. It's good, no?
I watched. Yeah, what I really like, because obviously we obviously know like the plot line, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like he's there, born to save the world, Avatar, master of all four elements. But what I like, because I only watched like the first two episodes, what I really liked about it really shows how deep that thing was. Bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally just a kid. He's 12 years old, and now they tell him, yo, bro.
Save the world.
You see this whole life you've been doing?
Stop.
Yeah, you need to cut that. Mm. Like, right now, you need to go out there and fight the nigga that's been terrorizing. Imagine right now.
400
like,
years.
Dude.
Yo, dog.
Bro.
As long as it takes. Like, you've been gone for 100 years. The war's gone. You now need to... Like, let's say I said to you now, Awey, please go to the United Nations right now and end every war in the world.
Yeah.
It's a large responsibility.
Like, you right now, I'm like, yeah, Tato, I know you've been a YouTuber. I know you've been a content creator doing your stuff. Cut all of that shit. Go to that UN thing. And do what you have to do. Like, get in there, and after there must be peace.
It must be peace.
Mind you, you don't have... Like, mind you, you have the potential to have master all four skills to end the war, but you only know one.
And you didn't even know you could do that until now.
Yeah.
Finally, he was Avatar the day before.
Like, yeah, the day before he went into the eyes.
Bro, they
the brother went through a lot, bro. He went through a lot.
Dude, and he was only 12 years old. Dude, that's what I really liked. Like,
maybe you relate, you know. Being just Daddy G. No, I'm deep, but you are the one who said, let me pick up my camera and save the world. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining Seed Set of Lebo and Tata Rampedi. It's been a pleasure to have you grab a seat with us. If you're listening to this, I know it's a bit late, but please give us 5 stars if you're listening to this on any stream platform. And if you're on YouTube, give us a like and maybe share it to a friend. I've been here with Lebo and
Tata Rampedi. I just want to say, guys, we really want to push ourselves on audio platforms. So if you're listening to this on YouTube and watching it, please head over to Spotify. Just play in the background for us, trying to get those numbers up, because that actually helps us sustain the podcast, because we found new ways to monetize the audio version. So please, every single game, view or
listen. Yeah.
Come. So appreciate you guys. Thank you. See you.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans. Maybe give me a light. Maybe living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.